New research shows the indigenous youth comprise more than a third of the kids in Montana's foster care system, despite making up a far smaller segment of the state's overall population. Researchers say addressing the problem is challenging. Data from the National Center for Juvenile Justice show the number of indigenous youth comprise 30% of the kids in foster care, despite making up just 10% of the Montana population. Child trends researcher Dina Aroundhim, who's also a member of the Cherokee Nation, says a combination of factors is driving the disparity, but it often comes down to a lack of child oversight.
Child neglect can lead a family to be engaged with the child welfare system and result in a child being removed from the home. We wonder if that is more a question about the resources available to families and if the solutions should be different than removal.
Aroundhim says solutions have been hard to achieve in Montana, but researchers are exploring kinship and other family-based support systems that have shown hints of success in the past. A 10-year data analysis by the Montana Free Press shows that Native children are placed in foster care at roughly 5 times the rate of white children. The juvenile justice data show that Native American kids in Montana far outpace any other racial group in the child welfare system. Aroundhim says in addition to family-based solutions, making resources available to struggling families is also important so they can make what would seem like easy decisions.
Getting a job may not be so simple as like, yes, take the job because it offers greater income for your family, but it's taking that job requires you to find childcare. And if there's limited childcare available in the community, who are you leaving your child with?
There has been a national effort in recent years to keep kids in their home when it's safe to do so, but despite those efforts, the number of indigenous kids in the Montana foster care system has continued to grow. This is Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.